But first, the big story yesterday, the Rangers going into bankruptcy to try to expedite the sale process. We'll see where that might lead. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is someone who knows all about this. It's Rangers owner Tom Hicks. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Howdy.
Well, thanks for the time on what is, I know, a very, very busy Tuesday morning for you. And can you tell us a little bit about this bankruptcy situation?
Well, just a personal note. When I bought this team, I thought I'd, in the end, I would end up with a few World Series titles and the glory of great sports ownership. But in the end, as you can tell, I'm left declaring bankruptcy with Justin Smoke at first base.
Not quite what you envisioned, I guess.
Doesn't get much worse than that. I guess it could be worse. I could be Ron Washington without a pot to piss in. But
well, he's made some decent money, I think, since he's been the manager of this team.
Well, I'm pleased that that Nolan is going to be part of the ownership group. I've always felt we needed a backwoodsman in a front office, so plus his overhead's pretty low. He offices down by the creek. Takes a laptop down there, musket.
Uh-huh. A musket.
So we hear about all these other investment groups that you could have sold to. What could you name one of these other investors that maybe would have put a bid forward?
Well, there were other interested parties. I was talking with a group that ultimately was representing themselves as something that they ain't, so I broke it off.
Who's that?
Satellite Boys.
Stupid.
Amazing.
But ultimately I sold to, unfortunately, sold to Hank Greenberg.
No, it's unfortunately.
Chuck Greenberg.
Chuck, too. Oh.
Hank's the old baseball player.
Well, Chuck Greenberg is a close personal enemy of mine. He's the antithesis of me. He doesn't enjoy collecting Etruscan relics or the blood of mythical creatures.
Jeez. So he makes wiser investments, or?
I call them different investments.
Okay.
Apparently he's in it for profit, mm-hmm. whereas I'm in it for immortality.
What were some of the worst investments you made? Because you've made some bad ones here, I guess, in the last 10 years that have got you into trouble.
The worst investment I ever made is probably a tie between buying the bones of Judas Iscariot and the Dallas Stars.
Neither one of them worked out for you, no?
Neither one. And it's a tough financial time for my family, mm-hmm. and the HSG. Mm-hmm. I had to sell my collection of Dead Sea Scrolls last week at auction.
Wow, I bet that hurt to part with those.
It did. They were, of course, sold them for a lot less than I bought them for, not necessarily because of the market fell, but because I'd made notes on them with a Sharpie. Wasn't thinking.
That's unfortunate.
So wealthy. Your personal collection is just very impressive.
Of course, I'm most worried about the future of Ron Washington. This new group claims they're going to infuse some money into the club, and that's all we need is Ron Washington walking around with a little pocket money. I gave him a 20 last summer, and he got in trouble with it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, 20?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it, but
I think we all heard about that.
Just keep Ron in your prayers, but as long as he remains in the system, I think that hopefully we can get him some help, job training, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, it's nice to know you're looking out for him.
Appreciate it, and I hope you guys still call on me from time to time.
Oh, don't worry. We will.
We may not. We'll see.
Okay, take care.
Okay. We'll see you. There's the fake Tom Hicks with us here on the Donovan Miller Show. It's 8:46 on the ticket. 9 candidates.